in everyone to a very special new episode of Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper. Today we are heading to Broadway and to one of the best shows playing right now, being presented by Roundabout Theater Company. We are speaking with today Quincy Tyler Bernstein, who is the actress playing the role of Mrs. Muller in the show Doubt, a Parable, which is playing now through April 21st at the Todd Haynes Theater. You can get your tickets and more information by visiting roundabouttheater.org. Anyone who has not been under a rock for the last 20 years knows this show. It is a brilliant, brilliant drama. A wonderful film adaptation starring Meryl Streep was created, and now it's back on Broadway at the Todd Haynes Theater. And we are so honored to have our guests joining us today. So let's go ahead and welcome in our guests. Quincy, welcome to Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper.
Thank you so much, Andrew. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for that wonderful introduction of our production.
Thank you. I'm honored to have you here. This is one of my favorite shows. I read the play first, and then I saw the film, and I was immediately like, the next time this ever plays on Broadway, I'm going to be there with bells ringing because it's such a powerful show. So can we start by having you tell us a little bit about what the show is about?
The play takes place in the Bronx, 1964, at St. Nicholas Catholic School. It really focuses on the principal of the school, Sister Aloysius Bouvier, who becomes certain that one of the students, Donald Muller, I play his mother, Mrs. Muller, is being interfered with by one of the priests, Father Flynn. And it's sort of about her. She just is trying, she's certain that he has done something wrong and she's determined to take him down. So it focuses on the fallout from that quest, I guess you could put it.
Yes, and oh, the emotions that everyone goes through, it's incredible. So I'm curious to know, how is it that you came upon the show?
I was minding my own business, reading the New York Times one day, and I saw that the Roundabout was going to be reviving this play on Broadway. I immediately wrote my agent and just jokingly said, I should be in this. And they wrote me back saying, that's funny, they've been asking for your availability. And I'd say a week or two later, I had the offer to do it. And of course, I said yes immediately. I was thrilled. I manifested it. But yeah, I saw that they were doing it. I saw Liev, and at that time, Tyne Daly were doing this production, and I just really wanted to be a part of it. And I never in a million years imagined or dreamed that it would come true.
That is incredible, though. What a journey there. Now, kind of rolling off of that, what has it been like developing this new production of the show?
You know, it's really funny. I've been thinking about that because the rehearsal process feels like a whole other, you know, we've had this cast change. It just feels like a different beast. It feels somewhat disconnected from what I'm doing now, if that makes sense. So, but yes, in the rehearsal room, we had John Patrick Shanley, who was there for about a week. So we got to sit around the table with him. That was really, really helpful to have his insight. And Scott Ellis, our incredible director, was just so open and patient and generous. And, you know, at the time working with Tyne Daly was incredible, trying to figure out the scene with her. Yeah, it was thrilling. It was a thrilling experience. I couldn't believe I was there, you know, doing it.
That is incredible. Now, this story, I mean, I feel like it's being told again 20 years after its premiere at the Manhattan Theater Club. We're on a different side of the scandal regarding the Catholic Church. So with this new production, is there a particular message or thought you hope that audiences take away from this piece?
You know, I never like to answer that question. I feel like I get asked it often and I always sort of demur and say I don't like to answer that question, but I'm going to answer it. I feel like it sort of begs a larger question just about certainty and doubt in general. general, more broadly. You know what I mean? I feel like you could remove the details. You could change the details around and still have an incredible, but you know what I mean? I'm not articulating it the way I want to, but I just feel like the message of doubt and certainty and being so sure of something, you know, especially in this world we're living in where we're, you know, everybody is so sure of their politics or their, you know, whatever to a fault, you know, and that's sort of what gets us in trouble, right or left, black or white, you know what I mean? So I just think that this play, I hope that people will sort of sit with their own ideas about what is true and what is fact and what is right and what is wrong, and you know, if that makes sense.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. It's a wonderful answer.
And John, in his foreword, in his preface to the play, he talks about doubt being like this great moment for change. You know, that's where like there's doubt and there's uncertainty, and out of that comes growth because you're looking for new answers, you know?
Yeah.
So there's possibility in doubt, which is a beautiful thing. Yeah.
And it's needed now more than ever. Amen.
It really is. Sadly, crazy times we're living in.
Well, with this wonderful production, with this wonderful message, with all of these great things, who do you hope have access to your show?
Everyone, Andrew. I mean, I really think that everyone should see this and everyone needs to see this. And, you know, I wish we could reach larger audiences. I'm sad that we're closing in 3 weeks, and I'm sad that ticket prices are so expensive, you know, because I would love for everyone, you know, everyone to see this show. It's a message that I think we all, you know, need to hear.
Second part of our interview, we love to give our listeners a chance to get to know our guests a little bit better. Pull the curtain back, if you will. And I am excited to continue this conversation, and I'll do so with our regular first question, which is, what or who inspires you? What playwrights, composers, or shows have inspired you in the past, or are just some of your favorites?
I mean, I'm inspired by, you know, the people I'm working with currently. I'll start there. Every day I'm inspired by the artists that I'm blessed to be working with. But some of my absolute favorites, some of my heroes are the Lynn Nottages of the world, the Jackie Sibley's Drurys of the world, Anne Washburn, Lucas Nath. And I'm naming artists that I've worked with, that I've had the honor of working with. You know, contemporary playwrights are my jam, as they say. So yeah, those are some of my heroes. Oh, Michael R.
Great.
Jackson, like A Strange Loop was one of my absolute favorite pieces of theater. I can't tell you how many times I saw it. I loved that play. What I've seen recently, Stereophonic, David Atchmy's play, directed by the incomparable Daniel Auchin, I thought was extraordinary. I saw it at Playwrights Arrive since I have yet to see it on Broadway. Yeah, so those are some of the things that are coming to mind at the moment.
It was a wonderful list, though. Some great names, some names that we are huge fans of as well. So that's fabulous. Well, I know you have been busy with the show. I mean, it's been running now for a couple months, which is fabulous. And of course, the rehearsal period before. But on the off chance, have you seen any great theater, or are you going to see any great theater coming up that you might be able to recommend to our listeners?
Yes, I have been quite busy, but as soon as my show closes, I plan to see Appropriate on Broadway. I guess they closed and now have reopened because they had to move out of their theater to accommodate Paul Vogel's brilliant show. I'm sure it's brilliant. I should see Paul Vogel's show. I think it's called The Mother Play. Forgive me if that's wrong. I have to see Mary Jane Amy Herzog's play, directed by my dear friend Annie Kaufman. I have to see Enemy of the People, also Amy Herzog's adaptation of the Ibsen play. I have to see, I feel like there's Uncle Vanya, Heidi Schreck's adaptation, directed by Lila Neugebauer. There's so many things to see, but those are like the ones, that's my hit list. As soon as I close, I will be attending those productions if I can get tickets.
Those are amazing shows. They are also on our radar as well. The riches of the theater this year. It's the year for the audience once again. We are so blessed to be able to see such great works and hear such great stories. So that's a wonderful list right there.
Thank you. I'm excited. Yeah.
I probably could go on and on about your incredible career in the theater and all the wonderful works that have your fingerprints on it, but I actually am curious to know, what is your favorite part about working in the theater?
I think my favorite part about working in the theater, it's the relationships that I've built and formed and continue to, you know, nurture. I feel so lucky. I mean, I feel so lucky to be working with the people that I'm working with now. They're just really extraordinary artists, and I feel honored to be able to call them my colleagues, you know? So yeah, it's really, the people is really why I do it. And obviously being able to tell the story and, you know, the fact that it's a live medium,
That is a lovely, lovely answer. I love that. And now we've arrived at my favorite question to ask guests. And that, of course, is, what is your favorite theater memory?
That's such a hard question, because I feel like I've been doing, as you sort of alluded to, I've been doing theater for a very long time, like decades. So I have too many memories, and I don't like to play favorites, but I'm always struck when people come up to me and say, oh, I saw this show you did 5 years ago or 10 years ago or even 20 years ago, and I still think about it, and, you know, it moved me in this way or it changed me in that way. Those are my sort of favorite theater moments and, you know, memories, I guess, because that's sort of why I do it, is to, you know, hopefully touch people in ways that I'm not even sure I'm doing at the time.
I really love that answer. I think it's so wonderful. I think that's, from my acting days, that was probably the best part, is just hearing that we were able to change audiences, whether it's their minds or their hearts or what have you. Because as we go back to that previous question, I mean, theater is not only meant to entertain, it's meant to make you think, but also feel or even cope. It's amazing how you might be going through something in life and then you end up at a show and you're like, what? This is exactly what you need, you know?
Yeah.
And
like, yeah, exactly. Exactly. You should all, I mean, you, I hope that you always, you leave the theater changed from when you entered it, you know, like that's the goal, you know, we're trying to change people.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much for that.
Of course. Thank you.
Well, as we wrap up, I'm curious to know, do you have any other projects or productions coming down the pipeline that we might be able to plug for you?
Nothing, no. I mean, I'm doing the Mr. Burns 10-year anniversary reunion concert, which I believe is a couple of days in June. I don't even know what the dates are, but we're assembling the original cast to do a concert version of that play that we did Playwrights Horizons 10 years ago. Other than that, no. I mean, like, this fell into my lap in a way, so I'm hoping that something as incredible will fall into my lap, you know, when this is over. But just probably starting to audition again soon. Self-tapes. Yuck.
You gotta love a good self-tape, right?
It's the best bane of my existence.
Well, I'm sure we will be seeing you in something very, very soon. I have no doubt about it.
Thank you so much.
And that is a lead into my final question, which is, if our listeners would like more information about Doubt or about you, maybe they'd like to reach out to you, how can they do so?
Well, Probably the best way is through the theater. I mean, and you have those details, but you could definitely reach out to me through the theater and they would make sure to get me whatever messages coming my way. I guess I'm not a huge social media person, but I do have an Instagram account. It's just my name, Quincy Tyler Bernstein. And yeah, those are probably the best ways.
Wonderful. Well, Quincy, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today. This has just been amazing, and I'm so excited to take in the show and to be sharing it with our listeners. It's been such an honor talking with you. So thank you for your time.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Andrew, and thank you for this work you're doing, helping to spread the good word about the work that we're doing.
Thank you so much. My guest today has been the actress Quincy Tyler Bernstein, who is currently playing the role of Mrs. Muller in Roundabout Theater's presentation of Doubt, a Parable. It's playing now through April 21st at the Todd Haynes Theater, and you can get your tickets and more information by visiting roundabouttheater.org. We also have some contact information for our guests, which we'll be posting on our episode description, as well as on our social media posts. But you are going to want to head right now to roundabouttheater.org. Get your tickets while they're still available for this incredible revival production of Doubt, a Parable, playing now through April 21st. So until next time, I'm Andrew Cortez, reminding you to turn off your cell phones, unwrap your candies, and keep talking about the theater.
In a stage whisper.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Stage Whisper Pod.
And feel free to reach out to us with your comments and personal stories at stagewhisperpod@gmail.com.
And be sure to check out our website for all things Stage Whisper and theater. You'll be able to find merchandise, tours, tickets, and more. Simply visit stagewhisperpod.com. Our theme song is Maniac by Jazzar. Other music on this episode provided by Jazzar and Billy Murray. You can also become a patron of our show by logging on to patreon.com/stagewhisperpod. There you will find all the information about our backstage pass as well as our tip jar. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not do this show without you.